Speaking of Isaiah 53, would you turn with me to Isaiah 53? I'll read verse 5 through 12. And I'm going to emphasize some words as I go through this, so listen carefully, please. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. It was upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. It was his wounds that we are healed. We are all like sheep and have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that was led to slaughter, and sheep before the shears, he is silent. He did not open his mouth. He could have called down legions, but he was silent. By oppression and judgment, he was taken away. And for this generation who considered that he was cut off of the land of the living, stricken for the transgressions of my people, and they made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich man in his death. Although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth, yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. It wasn't a matter that he just went to the cross. Our Heavenly Father crushed him. He put him to grief. This is the Father again. Put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days, and the will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge, shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous. Look at the word many. Not everyone, but many will be counted righteous. So when somebody says to you that he died for all of the sins of all of the world, it says he died for many, not all. He shall bear our iniquities. He shall bear our sins. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he poured out his soul to death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin, there again, of many, and makes intercession for the transgressors. If Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior today, we invite you to join us in communion. As the servant team comes to pass out the elements, I want you to keep a couple things in mind, though. 1 Corinthians 11:27-29 says, "Whoever therefore eats of the bread or drinks of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then and eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment upon himself." Now, at the point in time that this was written, they were talking to the Corinthians. We're gluttonous. We're getting drunk at the Lord's Supper. But let's take this and roll this forward to today. Anytime we talk about unworthy manner is when we consider this just a ritual. So we do this just every first Sunday of the month. And this is just something we do. That's a ritual. God doesn't want this to be a ritual. He wants it to be a relationship. Okay. And so we should not consider this a ritual. When we treat the Lord's Supper indifferently or with an unrepentant heart, this is what God is asking us to judge ourselves. Where is our heart state right now? Do we have a repentant heart? This is a time to get right with God. If you have sin that is in your life that is blocking your relationship with God right now, during the time that we're passing out the elements, get right with God. Reestablish that communion, that relationship that is blocked by sin. And finally, as we look at this, you know, God tells us in Scripture to remember His death until He returns. Romans 12:1 tells us that what are we supposed to do? Jesus was our example. He died on the cross for our sins. And we can't die for our sins. We're not worthy, but He was. But what He asks us to do is to die to ourselves. We are to become, as in Romans 12:1 says, living sacrifices. That is our worship, is to do that. And I lost the servant team. Father, we're eternally grateful for the love exhibited by Your Son and You, who gave His body that was pierced and whipped and actually beaten beyond recognition, Father. We thank You for this sacrifice. Take the body. And Father, we thank You for the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed, that the new covenant that was made, because Father, the old covenant was weak because it was dependent upon us. We thank You for that sacrifice of the blood of Christ that covers us with His righteousness. Thank You. Take the cup. Father, as we go from this place, help us to be good witnesses for You. Help us to take the word that Tony has given us today and allow the Holy Spirit to penetrate our hardened hearts, Father. Soften our hearts, soften the soil, make us fertile ground, that we will be changed into the likeness of Your Son day by day. That we will seek the goal, of becoming perfect like Your Son is perfect. That we realize that we will not obtain that here, but keep that as a goal in our foremost of our minds. Bless Your people and guide us all into Your righteousness. Father, may we continue to be a blessing to each other and to the world. That we will greet each other with psalms and praises. That we'll encourage one another, Father, into the good works that You have created for each and every one of us before the beginning of time. Father, we thank You for Your Holy Spirit, Your love, and Your mercy and grace. We just ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. If anybody desires prayer, there will be the worship, or the prayer warriors up here. Come forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.